Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Ram Golder and today Maseches Sota Daf Mem off the seventh parak El Ne'amarim. The Zichud Maseches Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next one she describes the mitzvah of Hakel. The day after the first day of Sukkot following Shemitah, they built a wooden platform in the Azar in which the king would sit. The Sefer Torah was passed to the king, who would stand to receive it but read it sitting. King Agrippa's read while standing, and the sages praised his conduct. The Gemara explained that although the king cannot forgo his honor, he can for the honor of a mitzvah. When Agrippa's reached the pasuk, Osuch l'ses alecha ishnachri, you shall not place a foreigner over you to be king, Zalgo einav demos, his eyes filled with tears, because as the descendant of the slave Herod, he was disqualified from being king. They said to him, Al tiziar Agrippas, achinuata, achinuata. Do not fear Agrippas, you are a brother, you are a brother. The Gemara says they deserve destruction for this flattery of Agrippas. The Mishnah concludes by detailing the passages which the king reads and the brachas he recites thereafter. Point of it, Rabbi Yehuda of the West Darshan, Mutar lacha nifor shayim b'olam hazeh, is permitted to flatter the wicked in this world because it says, regarding the times of Mashiach, a vulgar person will no longer be called generous, and about a lustful person it will not be said that he is noble. This implies that nowadays this is permitted. Reish Lakish gave his source from Yaakov's statement to Esav, Kiros peni elokim v'tirat seini, I have seen your face, which is like seeing the face of an angel, and you are appeased by me. We see then that Yaakov flattered Esav. This interpretation disagrees with Rabbi Levi, who said a parable illustrating Yaakov's intent. It's comparable to someone who invited his fellow, and the guest discerned that the host sought to kill him. So he said to the host, the taste of this dish that I'm tasting is like the dish which I tasted in the king's palace. The host said to himself, the king knows him. He became afraid and did not kill him. Yaakov, too, was not attempting to flatter Esav, but to hint to him that he was accustomed to seeing angels. Point with Rabbi Elazar made several statements about a person possesses the trait of flattery. Anyone who has in him the trait of flattery brings anger to the world, as it says, and those with flattering hearts bring on anger. And not only this, but his tefillah is not heeded, as it says there, they will not cry out to Hashem when he afflicts them. He also said about those possessing the trait of flattery, even fetuses in their mother's wombs curse him, and nofel begehenmi falls into Gehenim. He added, one who flatters his fellow ultimately falls into his hand. He concluded that even if he does not fall into his hand, he'll fall into his son's hand, or at least the hand of his son's son, as we find that Yirmiah, who flattered the false prophet Hananiah, fell into the hands of Hananiah's grandson. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next mission describes the mitzvah Hakel. The day after the first day of Sukkot following Shemitah, they built a wooden platform in the Azar in which the king would sit. The Sefer Torah was passed to the king, who would stand to receive it but read it sitting. King Agrippa's read while standing, and the sages praised his conduct. The Gemara explained that although the king cannot forgo his honor, he can for the honor of a mitzvah. When Agrippa's reached the pasuk, Osuch l'ses alecha ishnachri, you shall not place a foreigner over you to be king, Zalgo einav demos, his eyes filled with tears, because as the descendant of the slave Herod, he was disqualified from being king. They said to him, Al tiziar Agrippas, achinuata, achinuata. Do not fear Agrippas, you are a brother, you are a brother. The Gemara says they deserve destruction for this flattery of Agrippas. The Mishnah concludes by detailing the passages which the king reads and the brachas he recites thereafter. Point of it, Rabbi Yehuda of the West Darshan, Mutar lacha nifor shayim b'olam hazeh, is permitted to flatter the wicked in this world because it says, regarding the times of Mashiach, a vulgar person will no longer be called generous, and about a lustful person it will not be said that he is noble. This implies that nowadays this is permitted. Reish Lakish gave his source from Yaakov's statement to Esav, Kiros peni elokim v'tirat seini, I have seen your face, which is like seeing the face of an angel, and you are appeased by me. We see then that Yaakov flattered Esav. This interpretation disagrees with Rabbi Levi, who said a parable illustrating Yaakov's intent. It's comparable to someone who invited his fellow, and the guest discerned that the host sought to kill him. So he said to the host, the taste of this dish that I'm tasting is like the dish which I tasted in the king's palace. The host said to himself, the king knows him. He became afraid and did not kill him. Yaakov, too, was not attempting to flatter Esav, but to hint to him that he was accustomed to seeing angels. Point with Rabbi Elazar made several statements about a person possesses the trait of flattery. Anyone who has in him the trait of flattery brings anger to the world, as it says, and those with flattering hearts bring on anger. V'lo'od, el she'ein tefilaso nishmas. And not only this, but his tefillah is not heeded, as it says there, v'yishavu ki hasaram, they will not cry out to Hashem when he afflicts them. He also said about those possessing the trait of flattery, afiu ubarin shebemei iman mekalin oso. Even fetuses in their mother's wombs curse him, and nofo begehenmi falls into Gehenna. He added, kol machnifo chavero sof nofo b'yado. One who flatters his fellow ultimately falls into his hand. He concluded that even if he does not fall into his hand, he'll fall into his son's hand, or at least the hand of his son's son, as we find that Yirmiyah, who flattered the false prophet Hananiah, fell into the hands of Hananiah's grandson. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Mem Aleph, and our standard Simmon is a grandma. So here goes. The proud grandma with a red walker cavelling over her grandson, the king, when he did Kriyas HaTorah, even though he was a descendant of a foreigner, told the Rasha standing next to her, who flattered her, saying that seeing her face is like seeing the face of an angel, that he's going to fall into her grandson's hands and ultimately go to Gehenna. So once again, in slow motion. The proud grandma, that must be one Daf Mem Aleph. The proud grandma with the red walker cavelling over her grandson, the king, when he did Kriyas HaTorah, even though he was a descendant of a foreigner, which reminds us, the next mission describes the mitzvah of Hakel and relates that when King Agrippa has reached the pasuk, Osucha ses alecha ishnachri, you shall not place a foreigner over you to be a king, Zalga enav demos, his eyes flowed with tears because as a descendant of the slave Herod, he was disqualified from being king. The people said to him, Maltizyar Agrippa zechinu ata, achinu ata. Do not fear, Agrippa, you are our brother, you are our brother. The Gemara says they deserve destruction for this flattery of Agrippa's. So, the proud grandma with a red walker cavelling over her grandson, the king, when he did Kriyas HaTorah, even though he was a descendant of a foreigner, told the Rasha standing next to her, who flattered her, saying that seeing her face is like seeing the face of an angel, which reminds Rav Yehuda of the West, Darshan, Mutu Lachanif L'Roshayim B'Olam Hazeh, is permitted to flatter the wicked in this world because it says regarding the times of Mashiach that it will not be permitted. Rish Lakish gave his source from Yaakov's statement to Esav, Kiros Pnei Elokim B'Ter Tze'eini, I've seen your face, which is like seeing the face of an angel, and you were appeased by me. We see then that Yaakov flattered Esav. Rabbi Levi gave a different interpretation of Yaakov's intent. So the proud grandma with a red walker cavelling over her grandson, the king, when he did Kriyas HaTorah, even though he was a descendant of a foreigner, told the Rasha standing next to her, who flattered her, saying that seeing her face is like seeing the face of an angel, that he's going to fall into her grandson's hands and ultimately go to Gehenna, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar made several statements about a person who possesses the trait of flattery. Anyone who has in him the trait of flattery brings anger to the world, and he's nofel b'gehenim, he falls into Gehenna. He added, kol machnifo chavero sof nofel b'yado. One who flatters his fellow ultimately falls into his hand. He concluded that even if he does not fall into his hand, he'll fall into his son's hand, or at least the hand of his son's son. So once again, the proud grandma with the red walker cavelling over her grandson, the king, when he did Kriyas HaTorah, even though he was a descendant of a foreigner, told the Rasha standing next to her, who flattered her, saying that seeing her face is like seeing the face of an angel, that he's going to fall into her grandson's hands and ultimately go to Gehenna. All right, so now it's time for four Bala Ba Chazorah. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The fierce laser tag competition. Laser tag? That must mean we're in Daf Lamed Zayin. The fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some teams shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, which reminds us, Ramir says that Sheva Binyamin jumped into the water first, and the officers of Yehuda began stoning them. The Gemara continues that Binyamin and Tzadik merited to be host for the Shechina because the Arn was in the Kush Kadashim in his territory. So, the fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some team shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, when the captain of another team suddenly leaped in before them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped in first. Therefore, Yehuda merited to establish sovereignty in Yisrael, as it says, Haisi Yehuda Akadsho Yisrael Mam Shalosav. Yehuda became Hashem's sanctified one to rule over Yisrael, his dominions, the reason for which is given in the following pasuk, Mishum de Hayam Ra Vayanos, because the sea saw and fled when Nachshon jumped in. So the fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some team shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, when the captain of another team suddenly leaped in before them to win the coveted 48 covenant prize. Which reminds us, there's a machlokes about the number of brisos for each mitzvah, one being that there were 48 covenants. And we also learned about the concept of arbus, that every Jew took responsibility for the mitzvah observance of every other Jew. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The man who was shaken by hearing the Birkos Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforesh did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup. Red bowl of chicken soup? That must be more in Daf Lamed Ches. Adav Ralach. Chicken soup. The man who was shaken by hearing Birkos Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforesh, which reminds us, the next mission brings differences between how Birkos Kohanim was said in the Mikdash versus in the Medina. One of the differences being that inside the Mikdash it was said with the Shem HaMeforesh. So the man who was shaken by hearing Birkos Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforesh did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup from the insincere miser who told him, eat and drink. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shubin Levi said that anyone who benefits from a miser transgresses a love. As it says, do not eat the bread of a miser because he's like one whose soul is embittered. Eat and drink, he'll tell you, but his heart is not with you. So the man who was shaken by hearing Birkos Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforesh did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup from the insincere miser who told him, eat and drink, while voluntarily standing behind the Al Kohanim congregation, as they said, Birkos Kohanim. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses that people standing behind the Kohanim are not included in the bracha because they must face Kohanim to receive the bracha. But this does not refer to those working in the field who are forced by their work not to attend, but rather to those who are not forced to do so, but do not value the bracha enough to change position. Daf Ramates. So the Siman Daf Ramates is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. The mailman holding the red letter, mailman, letter, that must be more in Daf. Lamates. The mailman holding the red letter waited in silence as the Torah was read, which reminds us it was taught that one may not speak once the Sefer Torah has been opened. So the mailman holding the red letter waited in silence as the Torah was read, and then ran over to the very old sage who always said the bracha before reciting Birkos Kohanim, which reminds us the Gemara brings the bracha into fields of the Kohanim during Birkos Kohanim and relates that Rabbi Ozer ben Shimon's Talmidim asked him how he merited a long life, and among his answers was that he never raised his hands for Birkos Kohanim without first reciting the bracha. So the mailman holding the red letter waited in silence as the Torah was read, and then ran over to the very old sage who always said the bracha before reciting Birkos Kohanim, and handed him the note about the Birkos Kohanim sequence, which reminds us the Gemara brings a series of seven halachas of Birkos Kohanim in which the next step cannot proceed before the previous one is completed. Daf Mem. So the Siman Daf Mem is a swimming pool, and often we use a swimming instructor. So here goes. The humble swim instructor, that must be more Daf Mem, mine, pool. The humble swim instructor who didn't mind when his assistant gave different instructions to the class on how to swim across the red water, which reminds us, Rabbi Avo commented, originally I would have said that I'm a nanav until witnessing the humility of Rabbi Avi Avako. Rabbi Avi was delivering a shir and gave one explanation to his speaker, whose role was to repeat the shir loudly to the audience, who instantly said aloud a different explanation to the audience, and Rabbi Avi did not take offense. So the humble swim instructor who didn't mind when his assistant gave different instructions to the class on how to swim across the red water and turn his back on him to face the students, which reminds us Rabbi Yitzchak said, the awe of a congregation should always be upon you. For we find the Kohanim's faces are towards the people during Birkos Kohanim and their backs are towards the Shekhinah. So the humble swim instructor who didn't mind when his assistant gave different instructions to the class on how to swim across the red water and turned his back on him to face the students, had the children pass from one to another the how to be a good swim buddy sign, which he then read aloud for all to hear, which reminds us, the next mission describes the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chazan, meaning the Shamash of the synagogue near the Beis HaMikdash, took the Sefer Torah and handed it to the head, meaning the Gabbai, of the synagogue, who handed it to the Skan Kohen Gadol, who in turn handed it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol then read the Parsha in the Torah detailing the Avodah of Yom Kippur, as well as a nearby Parsha discussing the prohibition against Melacha or eating on Yom Kippur. Then, because the final Parsha is too far away to roll the Torah too, he read that by heart. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of you learned how the Torah was passed to the Kohen Gadol and how he did Kriya on Yom Kippurim? That's on Dav. Mem. Good. Number 2. Which Dav did we learn that one who flatters will ultimately fall to Gehenim? That's on Dav. Mem Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which Dav do we have a series of 7 halachos of Birkos Kohanim in which the next step cannot proceed before the previous one is completed? That's on Dav. Lamates. Good. Number 4. Which Dav do we learn that the Ema of the Tzibor should be upon you, for we find the Kohanim turn their back on the Shekhinah when blessing the people? That's on Dav. Mem. Good. Number 5. Which Dav we makos regarding the number of brisos there are for each mitzvah? That's on Dav. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which Dav we have different interpretations of what Yaakov Avinu intended when he said to Esav that seeing his face was like seeing the face of an angel? That's on Dav. Memov. Good number 7, which stuff we learn about the differences on how Birkas Kohanim was said in the Mikdash versus the Medina, that's on Daf. Hamad Ches. Good number 8, which stuff we the incident when Melch Agrippas cried when reading the Torah at Hakel, that's on Daf. Memov. Good number 9, which stuff we learn that one may not speak once the Sefer Torah has been opened, that's on Daf. I'm a test. Good. And number 10. Which stuff we learn about the humility of Rabbi Abba of Akko, who didn't mind when a speaker gave a different explanation to his shir. That's on Daf. Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zich wishing you a great day and great learning.